Welcome to Binge or Cringe, a podcast about first episodes. My name is Cassidy. Along with me today is Josh.
Hello.
And Jake.
Hello. Hi, Cassidy. How are you?
Feels good to be back in the driver's seat.
Woo!
I know we got so many emails, letters. Thank you for the support.
Shut up.
I'm back. I had to be a guest on the podcast, and let me tell you, sometimes it's a little better.
Stop talking.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. Someone's a little jealous. So
I'm the guest. I get to drive. I get to drive the podcast, right? That's how.
Now see, as the host, I have to keep order. I'm kind of like the Jean-Luc Picard of this podcast. And then we have our Janeway, and then we have our...
says that you are not like Jean-Luc Picard.
They and our Kirks.
Like Catherine. I think it was Catherine. You're more like a Catherine.
So I have to maintain my composure despite outside influences trying to throw me off my game. But it's not possible to throw me off. So we're going to get right into the nitty-gritty because we had a really long episode. This is kind of how the podcast works. If we have a really long episode, then that means we can make this episode shorter. You guys still get the same amount of content for the same price, which is incredible value that we provide.
We're going to start charging, by the way.
Yes. We're having a meeting after this. I will also say, you are not going to hear from us for about a month. That is also not a meme or a joke. We're going to take a month off because we're old, we're tired, and we need a little goddamn break. Huh? Oh, okay. Well,
speak for yourself.
We're
not old or tired.
We're going to take a month off. We'll be back in August to continue this thing that we do here. So just so you know, we haven't died. We will be convening and talking about how we want to monitor. No, I'm just kidding. We're not going to talk about.
We can't promise we haven't died, but
yeah, that's true. I haven't had any Captain Pike dreams yet, but it could be in the future. We're talking about The Boys today. The show. Now, my first complaint about this episode is why are we doing episode one? Episode three season three, episode one just came out. But I bet a lot of people, both, if you guys can't see them, both my co-hosts, I shouldn't say co-hosts, guests, lean back in their chair.
Oh, shit, we're co-hosts now. Hang on, taking the host reign back. Let's go. I'm talking now.
Like they were like, they were angry at me. Please, guests, please. We're going to take a little break because clearly things are getting off the rails. Maybe a little of this animosity will wash over in a month. And we can come back fresh, you know? Let the host do what the host needs to do.
Will not be washing over. Hello, Drill.
Jake is derailing. So Homelander shows up. Whoa, shit. This is episode one. Actually, Queen Maeve shows up. And they don't actually even say her name in this episode, which is kind of annoying. Or maybe they do. I didn't watch this episode. I've seen this episode four times. Episode one. Different times.
He's in one episode one?
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Can I say something?
All right. Someone has... you can just raise your hand. You don't have to say anything. Just raise your hand and then I will call on you as a guest.
Oh, okay.
Jake, you had a question?
Yes, I had a question. Thank you. So it was revealed...
Nobody likes a teacher's pet.
Episode... It was, excuse me, I'm talking. It was revealed before this episode began that the person that we originally were going way back to just watch the first episode for has actually binged all the way to season three. So what I propose we do is just a little...
Okay, so are you telling on another student? So, okay, I need you both up here to the front of my desk right now. So you're telling me this young man, Josh, get up here. Okay, thank you. Josh is here. He's very much here in my face. Ah!
Snitches get stitches, Jake.
Okay. Jake's on notice.
I just heard about that.
This is the School of Hard Knocks, by the way.
I am proposing an enhancement to this episode, okay? That's all I'm trying to do.
How convenient.
Okay. All I'm trying to say is we don't have to limit ourselves to the first episode anymore. We can just talk about everything we've seen up until where Cassidy is, which he's a little bit behind. But we can just talk about up to that point. You know,
that's fine. Why don't we just
thoughts on the boys?
Yeah. Why don't we just do a full straight up the boys pre-season three?
So I have every episode recap up right now. I'm going to just go through them one by one.
Let's do it. Star Trek. It's part two. I got 5 hours to kill.
Why we decided to. Yeah, we got another 5 hours. We'll just chop it up in editing.
So yeah, we don't need to go beat by beat. I have it all written down because I'm a great host and I did my homework and I actually skimmed through the episode once again. And honestly, I'm not going to probably remember most of this. You guys will probably remember it better, like the season two up to season three, because I haven't. The last thing I watched was the end of season two. Which was, I want to say, Butcher finding out he had superpowers, and is that right? Am I crazy?
No, that's not right at all.
Oh, never mind.
It was a lot happened in season two. Remember, there was like the Compound V broke. Everybody knows that Compound V makes superheroes now.
Yeah.
Congress, remember the AOC girl equivalent? Remember her? Remember head popping?
Nah.
I feel like Josh, he's watched all this recently. Yeah.
It's been a long time for
me. It was revealed at the end of season two that the head popper was, I'm just going to say AOC because I don't remember her name, but she's supposed to be AOC basically in the show.
I see. I actually don't even remember this character. I remember people's heads exploding randomly. And they were like, not sure who did it, but I don't know if
you later find out it's a character
who was a congresswoman, and she's clearly supposed to be AOC because she has like the same exact glasses and like kind of general like look,
same radical views,
right? Yes, extremely radical views.
yes.
In fact, I just can't even watch the show anymore. I'm actually not watching
it. You're boycotting it. You're burning all of your the boys' apparel.
Which is really funny because there's actually a group of people out there who are just now learning that Homelander is supposed to be the bad guy.
What?
There's a lot of people out there who have been rooting for Homelander.
What like, the to have, like, fuck?
And I mean, you know who they all are.
I mean, episode one, he literally kills a guy and his daughter for talking bad about his like mom character.
Yeah. Okay. They think that he's going to have like a redemption arc or something, like rooting for that. And they don't like how he's like all the white supremacy stuff. And they're like, it's not fair. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, that is true. Like, he does have like white supremacy stuff.
Right. He's just an overall terrible, bad person. We can all agree, right?
Yes. It's normal for those people to exist. Yes. And scary. Yes.
Yes. But it was just really funny to me that there are people out there who, like, I guess kind of relate to some parts of him. Mm-hmm. And so they want him to have like a redemption, like good guy thing happen.
Dude, that just tells you, that tells you how their brain works, that they relate to him as a character and all the evil ass shit he's done this whole time and thinks he's still going to be the good guy at the end because they think he's right. That's scary.
He's literally like, he's the scariest character, I think, on TV. Like, I can't think of anybody who scares me more than that guy.
Well, he's a narcissistic sociopath, and that's what most of these people are, right? Like,
right, yeah. He's just, like, king of the narcissists, I guess.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just super scary. He's just so psychotic, you know? Like, I never know. I literally never know if he's just going to kill a character or something.
Right.
Nowhere. Like, his face is just always, it's stuck in this psychotic look. On his face. It just scares
me. He's really good at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really good.
Like,
didn't the season two end with him just fucking lasering a ton of random people in the street, civilians?
That was what he was wanting to do in his head.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. I remember when I saw that, though, and I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
But unsurprised, too. It's like,
right.
Oh, I would.
Yeah, it's like,
unhinged. I know.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. You knew that was coming. But we didn't know when it was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
How far are you guys into season three? Or it's not all out yet, is it?
I think it's like, how many episodes are out now? Six or something?
I've only watched just the first one.
Oh, you only watched the first one?
I should have watched it. Yeah. Damn it. I almost I'm all watched caught it. Up.
I think it's, yeah, it's like six, five or six are out right now.
Okay. But yeah, I can do just like a quick synopsis of episode one since like the original. We don't have to like go deep into it, but there's like some major plot point stuff that happens. And I think it's relevant because it's what sets off so many people's characters and they continue on this path throughout all of the seasons, basically. Like Huey meets Billy Butcher and learns, like, he basically learns that Billy, maybe not the first episode, but very soon after, is just lying to him about everything. Like, he contacts him at first and he's like, I'm an FBI guy, and that's a lie. And like, he learns that he's lying about everything he says. Did you guys watch season one, episode one for this podcast recently?
Oh, well, I did.
A long time ago?
I mean, yeah, when we originally were going to do it last weekend.
I just was asking because I'm wondering how fresh it is in your memory and how, like,
it's not fresh in my memory at all. Okay. I remember some of the major scenes in it. Like, I remember the guy's girlfriend getting run over by
A-Train. Yeah. And that's, so that sets off his whole character arc of wanting, you know, revenge. Yeah. And
they kill, I think at the end of the episode, they kill the invisible guy, right?
They don't kill him, but they trap him.
In that store?
Yeah.
That's right.
They trap him. Translucent. You guys are going to hate the game now that I just asked you this question, but we'll just continue. you'll know when we get there. So we learn like Homelander's evil because there's a guy who tries to blackmail the woman. I can't remember her name, but she like, he's always drinking her breast milk. Yeah. Some like political guy blackmails her, and then Homelander flies up in the sky and lasers the airplane of like a bunch of innocent civilians. So what else? What else?
Pretty good.
Huey breaks into the headquarters of the Seven and plants a bug. So they kind of know like what's going on in there during that episode. This is where Huey meets Anna Starlight and becomes friends with her. And they like start their like relationship in this episode. We also learn how most of the superheroes are shitty. Like we go to like this, like the soups, like sex lounge. And there's like the, pastor superhero who's there like with a bunch of gay dudes. And he's like very anti-gay, you know, out in the normal world. Like, I don't know how you watch the show and think it's going to be a right-wing thing when they're literally making fun of all like the right wing, far right, you know, sort of tropes.
I think, yeah, it must be a thing where like it's a good show, right? Like it's well written and stuff. So they want to like it, but they're trying to look past all the shit where it's clearly making fun of them, right? Or like it's clearly pointing out all of their problems.
I think that's just a thing with narcissists is that they, when it's something bad someone's doing, even though it's supposed to be them, they don't think that's them because they think, well, I'm better than that. Right. I never do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is also the episode where the Deep makes Starlight give him a blowjob. This is the same episode.
Right.
And I thought that was the first thing in this show that I was like, okay, this is fucked up. Like, there's lots of fucked up shit that happens in this show, but you never see stuff like that in any shows, really.
Yeah. That's the first time where not you're new like, ones. Holy shit.
Yeah.
That almost made me just not keep watching it because I was like, I don't need to. This is.
Right. Yeah.
It's
right.
Too the real, I think, is also just with the shit that happens. Yeah.
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 Like, it, that, that would know, be a real story. When it came out, like that.
It was right when that shit was happening, too. Like, when this first season came out and that first episode came out, like, it was right around, like, the tail end of, like, the Me Too stuff, too. So, like, yeah, it was tough to watch back then. Still tough to watch. But it's just, like, super, yeah. This show makes you uncomfortable in a lot of different times.
Yeah.
And it keeps it up with the fucking the latest season
too. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's a turn on. It's interesting because that stuff is like a turn. It turns a lot of people off of the show, and then it gets a lot of other people more interested in the show. Because when they push the boundaries, when they push those kind of boundaries, it opens it up where I don't really know what to expect. It's like it's like when George R. R. Martin killed off like when he killed off characters that were like the Red Wedding, for example.
Yeah.
You would never see a show where he just kills off all of these characters that have been a big part of the show. And The Boys has that same vibe where it's like, you never know what they're going to push. So it keeps you kind of, it keeps me more interested on my toes. Like, I don't know what to expect.
Right. Yeah. It's not necessarily like, it can make you uncomfortable, but still be a good thing.
Yeah.
You know? Like, another good show that's like that would be Euphoria. Like, yeah. Euphoria has a lot of uncomfortable shit in it.
Right.
But it's a really good show because it, yeah. it like, you know, it's kind of doing a commentary on what it's, you know, mm-hmm. on what it's doing. But, yeah, so I think it's not necessarily a turnoff for me. Sometimes, though, like, if a show goes too far, I got to be in the right mood to watch it.
Yeah.
Like, I know this show's going to fucking deal with this
shit. A mood thing.
You know, yeah, mm-hmm. I might not be, you know, in the right, like, place to want to watch that, you know, mm-hmm. so.
And I get that, like, it can be triggering to people to see stuff like that. People have been through those types of experiences. I totally understand that. I think there should probably be, you know, like a warning before it or something. Like, if you've been sexually abused, maybe don't watch this or watch this
yeah,
episode.
Yeah, and there might be. I'm not but sure.
There might
sometimes
be.
Sometimes that does pop up and it says, like, hey, this episode has, you know,
yeah.
depictions of, like, rape and stuff, which is what that was. Yeah.
But
so.
On the other side, I think it is good to have these things in these types of shows because you're almost always going to get retribution. Like, it's good to see how evil people actually can be because it's going to be more rewarding to see that retribution that person gets in the end. And you're rooting for that person way more than you would normally. Like, if, like, oh, he lied about a thing. Oh, well, okay, that's fine. But if somebody does somebody so wrong, it makes you not only hate that character more, but like Starlight more, right? It's like, right. Damn, she's really having to go through shit. And this is like what women actually have to go through, this type of shit. Like, I want to see that guy get fucked up.
Yeah. And it really just like, it puts you on the side of people like Butcher who might come across as like extremely like extreme.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. that he goes too far. Like, why is he so against these like soups and shit?
Right.
Like, it really, you know, you start to really side with him. Like, yeah, no, fuck all of that shit up. Destroy all of it.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. Absolutely brutally murder all of those guys.
Right. Exactly. I remember thinking that early on in the show, like, this guy is insane. Like, he seems insane. But then when the more time goes by and the more evil that these characters do, the more you're like, oh shit. Yeah. Like they are evil.
The more you start to respect the way he deals with problems for sure.
Right.
I was just like, yeah, he's just extremely brutal and he just, you know, he wants to destroy all soups. So,
yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like his character a lot. It's funny, brash. There was, speaking of the right wing stuff, there was a scene where he's talking about taking the red pill. I don't know if you remember that, but
no, I don't.
I'll bring it up later. It's part of the game, but there is a part where he does talk about taking the red pill. And I was like, oh, I don't remember this, but, okay. But yeah. So, I know in season two, the Deep has now, all that being said, like we could talk about the Deep a little bit because of like his arc, like huge asshole, piece of shit. But I feel like they're making you like him in season two because he's like going into this rehab and he just keeps being a fuck up. And you almost forget like, oh, wait, this guy's like a huge piece of shit.
Yep. Yeah.
So it's interesting all that being said. And I like as far as his the retribution, he got kicked out of the Seven. That's a thing. But it doesn't feel like he ever got his just desserts.
Right. And like, it is interesting, like, cause his whole arc kind of follows it kind of ends up being commentary on like cancel culture and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it like, it walks that line between being critical of it and also just being like, no, this guy deserves it. But also like the bullshit of like PR rehabilitation too, where it's like, yeah, he's being rehabilitated. And like,
yeah,
most of it is like a PR campaign and he's not actually being rehabilitated.
Right.
It's yep. It's a mixed bag, but I like all of it. Everything that they have to say basically on that stuff is usually pretty good.
Yeah. It's not one dimensional, right? Like,
no, definitely not one dimensional.
You can be a huge piece of shit and also go through hard times and be a huge dumbass like he is and not know how to like deal with it. Like, he's a complicated character, but while being like a bad guy in a lot of ways.
Yeah. So. Yeah. No, it's good to see like why he's fucked up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like, yep. And it's like them. A believable way, yeah. You know, like,
mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. And like, it's also a lot of it has to do with, I think a lot of the people that produce the show are like involved in like celebrity spaces too. Mm. And a lot of it has to do with like, hey, being a celebrity, being, you know, fucking on everybody's TV and like, and shit fucks you up as well. Like,
yeah.
To, you know, stay relevant and stuff and like, mm-hmm. You know, go through rebrandings and shit. Like,
that's like a lot of starlight
mixed together. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all interesting.
I would say like, A-Train is pretty, from what I remember, pretty much a bad guy. Like, there's not, from what I remember, a lot of redeeming qualities about him. Like, he's always just looking out for himself. He's just kind of like just a narcissist, right? Like, he just doesn't... Yeah,
he's just watching out for himself the whole time.
Yeah, and he's just doing his own thing. He doesn't really give a shit about anything else except doing his thing, and that's it.
Yep. He's very fake. Yeah. He kind of reminds me. I don't want to. He kind of reminds me of Kanye a little bit.
Yeah. That's a good comparison.
The way that because he keeps using, especially in the latest season, he keeps using certain things to like, that he doesn't actually care about, but he like pretends to care about them.
Mm-hmm.
They're definitely trying to play into that a lot more.
Do you think that Homelander has any redeeming qualities? Like, do you feel any sympathy for him in the things that have happened?
No. Absolutely not. No, he is 100% fucked up. I don't feel any sympathy for him. Nah. He's just like, he scares me. He is just like the most psychopathic character I've seen in a long time.
Do we know his like parents or like who his parents were, or any of his origin stuff?
I don't think he had a parent. I think he was literally grown in a lab.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I think that's part of his origin. Like when they bring up the doctor and his memories about getting raised. Yeah.
Yeah. He was literally like, I think they tried to craft him into the perfect hero.
I see.
And make him like super invincible and shit.
Wow. Okay. I wondered if they were going to add anything because like he has, his issues are rooted in like not having a mom. Like that's why he was so attached to that one lady. Yeah. He has like the childhood he never had sort of, you know, issues. But yeah, also just,
like he wants to be loved by absolutely everyone and everything as well. Like,
right.
He needs to be loved.
And if he isn't, he's very mad. Yeah.
Yeah. And if he's not, he will turn on and just, yeah, he does not have any empathy at all. There's not an ounce of empathy in his entire being.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Like he just does not, care about any human being whatsoever. He thinks that all of them are like, you know, bugs beneath him.
Does Huey annoy you at all? Because he kind of annoys me sometimes in this show.
Yeah, he does kind of annoy me.
Like,
but I think they kind of realize that by now, and it's kind of almost intentional. He doesn't bother me as much as he used to. Like in season one,
in the beginning, it was bad. Yeah. He was too much of a whiny bitch.
Yes, always whining. And
like it was also, I had a hard time being sold on why he was there. Like why he was useful. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like I get that he wants to be there because his girlfriend was killed, but them keeping him around.
Yeah. Like why did Butcher ever bring him along on stuff? You know what I mean? Like, he's just so weak.
In the first episode, they tried to, like he was selling stuff to customers and reading or telling them all about the technology. So they tried to make him like in the like tech wizard type of guy. But he's not that, you know, like you can know about products and not be, you're not, doesn't make you a tech guy.
Right. His whole usefulness kind of revolves around him having a relationship with Starlight.
Really. That's true. And they did like, start to like take advantage of that.
Eventually. Yeah. And they didn't even like it in the beginning.
Yeah.
I was like, why'd they even keep him around? But
Yeah. Is there anybody we're missing? I just kind of randomly was going through the people there. We could talk about Vought in general and like what's going on there. I thought it was basically like they're just using that serum to make superheroes is essentially their whole thing. And then they get busted for doing that. Right.
Right. Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
Pretty, I mean, they do a pretty good job of depicting just like exactly what a corporation would do at every every single turn. It's an like
evil corp.
It's just
And it's very realistic.
Yeah, it's just like it's pretty realistic. Like
it felt too
if this
realistic.
Stuff was real, exactly. Like exactly if this was a real world thing, this is exactly what would happen with the corporation.
And with most of these superheroes. Like,
Because
you see it with celebrities, it's like the same thing. And now imagine celebrities with superpowers. Jesus, I don't need that. Don't need to be living in that world.
It's so like, does this show not scare you guys? This show is like half of a horror movie for me.
Yeah, it is. I scary. Legit
am, when I think about living in that world where there are a bunch of people that have superpowers and they're all just fucked up psychos with like God complexes, it just like legitimately scary to me.
Yeah. I mean, look at how Elon Musk acts or Kanye West acts or, and these are just the billionaires who are basically gods in our world, how they act publicly.
Get away with anything.
Yeah, literally get away with anything. You don't even see, like, there's so many more other people out there who have that kind of money that you just don't even hear about. So, scary stuff.
Yep. Yeah, it's just real life now almost.
Yeah, exactly.
It's true. Yeah.
This like, is just worse. Pot would just be
Elon worse. Is like, reminds me of Homelander. Like, he just wants to be loved so bad, and he wants people to think he's funny so bad, and nobody does. And then he gets caught, like, doing, like, proposing women for sex and stuff like that. It's like the deep.
It's true. Yeah.
Yeah, it's messed up. I think
in Elon's case, what did he do? He, like, tried to give her a horse or something.
He hired a woman who worked for him. He hired her to, he got her training to give massages. And then when she gave him a massage, he was like, "Hey, you know, if you help me out, I'll buy you a horse." And she's like, "No."
Which is so, it's so fucked up in his circumstance. Cause I'm pretty sure he like specifically requested that she get hired and trained and like, you know, put around him basically because he wanted to proposition her for that. It's just so fucked up.
But serious loser shit too. Like,
yeah,
you're a billionaire like, and that's the best you can do. Yeah.
Yeah. And you see that in The Boys too. It covers that all the time. Just like people who have a ton of power and can do whatever they want, end up doing some fucked up shit and, you know, end up becoming sociopaths, psychopaths. Yeah.
It's one of those things you always wonder, or I always wonder, were they sociopaths before? Like, were they always sociopaths? Or was it the money and the power that made them that way? It's like, which came first? I don't know.
I mean, I definitely think it's just, it's kind of, that kind of gets into like nature versus nurture, right?
Right. Egg, chicken before the age. Nurture. Yeah.
I think it's pure nurture. And then like, it's also the show... In the newest season, they actually do kind of talk about that a little bit. They talk about, like, you know, what Compound V maybe does to people's emotions and shit. So they kind of get into that a little bit.
Okay. Well, that's us talking about The Boys for about 30 minutes. We're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we will play a little game. We'll be right back. Oh, welcome back to Binge or Cringe. Let me say this thing that I always forget. If you would like to send us a message, we're taking a little time off, but if you'd like to send us a message, anchor.com. Actually, just go to bingeorcringe.com. There you go. And you can leave us a message, a voicemail, or you can email us at bingeorcringepod.com. We're going to play a little game. Oh, I have music for this game. And it's relevant, especially to Jake. Because of what you said. Oh, let me start this from again. Why is this 25 seconds? Okay, this might go a little long. Are you really watching this? Are you really watching all the way to the end? Are you really watching this? Because it sure seems to me I'm the only one watching this shit. All right. Are you guys watching this? Well, I think we know the answer is no. So I'm glad I made this segment. So, sounds like I'm the only one that watched this fucking shit. No, it's a good show. So I have about 8 questions for you. Is that a real fork, Jake? I thought that was a weird, like, wow.
I took the fork and I bent it.
With your superpowers?
Superhero over here, yeah.
That is my superpower. I can only bend forks. It's just plastic. It's easy.
It looked like a...
You like it?
Yeah, it's cool, man. Art. Yeah.
Thank you.
8 questions about the show that we just watched, The Boys, episode 1, season 1.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Okay.
Okay.
And
were these created by Vought scientists?
These were actually created in the lab by Vought scientists. Where's my sound? So we will be getting into this. 8 questions from the episode. Were you watching it? Were you paying attention? These are going to be hard questions. Question number 1. At the beginning of the episode, as we remember, we see a movie trailer for Translucent's new movie. What is the title of the movie? Translucent.
Multiple choice?
Clue?
Nope. But I'll give you a clue. It is on a bus. It is on a bus. And I'll give you another clue. He's the guy that goes invisible. Translucent's new movie. What's it called?
Invisibus.
Ooh, that's a good guess. Good guess. Josh?
Invisible Man.
Ooh, also very close. I'll give the point to whoever's closest. And Josh, you're going to get that point because you said invisible and Jake said Invis-a. So you're closer because it's called Invisible Force 2 is the name of the movie. The sequel to Invisible Force. How about this? What's The Deep's new movie called? The Deep has a new movie coming out.
Rolling in the Deep.
Aquaman, The Lost Kingdom.
That's hard to give anyone points. It was called Rising Tide. No points will be awarded for that answer, I'm afraid. I'm sorry.
Nope.
How about this? When Starlight's mom gets on to her because she's eating too much food, what is the food? You remember this part, right? Anyone? Okay. What is the food? She's poor, and I'll give you a clue.
Almond Joy.
I'll give you a clue. That answer is not in the books yet. She pours the food out of a pot, so it's not a bunch of Almond Joys out of a pot.
I'm sticking with my answer.
Okay. Your Almond Joys are ready, huh? Oh, Almond Joy soup. It's not a soup. It's in a pot in the kitchen, and she's getting it out with a fork and putting it in a bowl.
Oh, fork. Superhero Jake. Answer.
What is the food? Oh, I think they may have 404'd.
I think we lost you.
Yep. I got 2 blue screens I'm looking at here.
Is the food squishy?
You can ask questions. We'll do that. Yes, it is squishy.
Okay. I'm going to go with it's refried beans.
She's going back for seconds of the refried beans. More beans in her mom's judging her. Oh, more beans, really, dear? I love my beans.
So bad.
Starlight loves her beans. Okay. Think about food. Think about common Midwestern foods. I gave Josh a second guess. I'll give you a second guess. What's something you remember growing up eating a lot of? You make it in a pot.
A pot?
Yeah.
Cinnamon rolls.
Josh, last chance here.
Dude, I don't know. It's a soup?
It's not a soup.
It's not a soup.
It's not a soup.
You know what? Just for the sake of it, I'm saying
it's refried not refried beans.
It's not refried beans. You guys are going to...
That's
okay.
What I was eating.
The answer is mac and cheese.
Oh.
Come on.
Okay.
Easy. I knew that one would hurt a little bit. What is Vought's... Okay, this... You might remember this one, because this is probably more than one episode. What is Vought's tagline? Vought's.
Something about heroes.
Yes, yes.
Where heroes are born?
Close. What does Vought's do? I'll give you a clue. What is Vought's thing? What do they do?
They do PR.
What are they?
Where heroes are made.
Closer.
That's pretty good.
Where heroes are made.
Okay, Josh, do you have an answer? A bit similar to last.
Man, I don't know. If you build it.
Vought's tagline. Also, Playboy's. We make heroes super. Vought's.
You are so close.
You're close. I'll give you the point.
In reverse.
And nobody got points for refried beans. Okay. At the beginning, a superhero.
Like refried beans.
That's true. You actually get double points for that. Who is a superhero that they are honoring, who Starlight is replacing because they have died? They're inducting Starlight because this guy died.
Translucent? Isn't that why?
This is pre-translucent.
Man.
I'll give you a clue. This hero had a fire ability.
Fireball.
A lamplighter?
Josh with the point! Got it! Nice! There you go.
Yeah.
That was a deep cut, too. Lamplighter is your answer.
Oh, shit.
You're not going to remember this one.
I would not have known if you didn't say fire.
Ah. What does Butcher say about Ezekiel, the pastor superhero? You only see him in this one scene where they're in like the lounge and he has like his long arms around the two guys. Remember this?
That's Ezekiel? Okay.
Yeah. He has like his arms around the two guys and he's also like jerking another dude off across a table. What does he say about that guy? And it's a food related thing. He's like, oh, he's between two guys.
Oh, no, it's probably going to be some kind of like sandwich related thing or Oreo. I don't know.
Oh, you're close. You're close.
That's going to be my guess because he's sitting between.
Uh-huh.
I really don't know.
Jake, do you have a guess? Or I'm going to give this to Josh because Josh is very close. I'll give you this clue also. Josh, you can answer if you want. He's the in the about Ezekiel.
He's
cream in the Oreo.
Cream?
Very close.
In the donut. Jelly-filled donut. He's the also jelly good. In the donut.
I'm going to give this point to Josh.
What was it?
He's the meat in the man-witch. You were so close.
Damn.
Yeah, he's very close.
The man-witch.
Very close. This one, I'm not doing that question. It's too obscure. Which pill does Butcher say Huey should take? They're sitting in the car.
Chill.
Okay.
Earlier, maybe red pill?
He's talking about the red pill. He's talking about the blue pill. You say red pill, you say chill pill. He tells him to take the quit being a cunt pill. So that sounds like a
Butcher.
So the winner after tallying everything up, because I think it's
this guy.
I think it's Josh, actually. Let's give it up for Josh. Where's my sound effects? Josh with the win on the game. Are you really watching this? New game.
I see it.
New game.
Woo!
So
it'll probably be better when we've really watched it.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe no one like just watched this for the episode. That's funny.
I right. usually watch everything, but for this, I just didn't watch. I mean, I've watched it. I just didn't, watch it recently.
It's hard when you've already watched it. I like skimmed through it. I was like, I can't do it again. But anyways, that's the show. That's the episode. That's how we do it. Short and sweet. Thank you guys so much for listening. We will be back. When's our next episode drop? Assuming our meetings go well, we will be back on August 1st. That'll be our next episode. Taking a month off. So, thank you guys for listening and supporting and downloading the episodes. We'll see you in a month. Till next time, we're the Binge or Cringe Podcast. I want to play the music. Signing off. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Bye.